are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Yay! It's the Dr. Dahlia Show! Yay! You know what I always wanted when I was a little kid? You know how you fantasize about how your life's going to be when you're an adult? Well, you know, I used to watch a Muppet Show a lot, and yet I think, what was it, Monster? I don't know the Muppets' names, but the one that was all crazy, right? You know, he's getting all excited that the Muppet Show is coming. There's a theme song. And I always fantasize what the Dolly Show would be. My nickname was Dolly. You know, it's the Dolly Show. Yay! You know, you got Cookie Monster and Grover running around the place. Oh, it was Animal. Thank you, Kyle. Animal was his name. So, I need to do that. I need to come up with like a dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. No, you wouldn't want that. Yeah, I just realized, you know, my dream came true. I have a show, but I just don't have a bunch of Muppets, you know, singing my name and my praises. Well, I probably need to get better ratings for that. All right, okay, before we even talk about medical news, you guys got to hear this story, all right? You know how driving while drunk is deadly? Well, a study came out today saying walking while drunk is deadly too. Okay, that's like a DWW, drunk while walking, all right? They say people walking around drunk during the holidays can be killed also. I know it's not funny, but I mean, duh. You know, they say every movement ranging from driving a car to simply walking to the bathroom is compromised. Alcohol impairs your judgment, reflexes, and coordination. Okay, I see what they're talking about, though. People fall down the stairs when they're drunk. People fall on their kitchen knives, or they get mad, or they get into fights, or they go for the gun. They say alcohol is involved in many pedestrian deaths throughout the year. Alcohol-related pedestrian deaths reportedly peak on New Year's Day. It's true. You know, you're walking out in the street, you're giggling, you're thinking you're stupid when you're drunk. So I guess, you know, don't walk when you're drunk. Don't ride a tricycle when you're drunk. Don't roller skate when you're drunk. Don't ice skate when you're drunk. Don't drive. Don't fly an airplane. In all seriousness, honestly, just if you're drinking this holiday season, just stand still. Just don't. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm probably going to be on over the holidays. Just stand. Don't do anything. Don't move. Just don't move. You could hurt yourself. All right. Okay. So what do we got to talk about today? Oh, we got a lot of stuff. My studio is filled with juicy stuff. Apparently, those of you taking cholesterol medicine may be less likely to die if you get the flu. All right? So those of you complaining and griping, my doctor is telling me I have too many medicines and I don't want to take my cholesterol medicine, well, there's a chance you may actually have less of a chance to die from the flu. Really, really good stuff, and I agree with that puppy. Holiday decorated injuries. More and more of you guys are hurting yourselves because it's the holidays. You know, I don't know if it's Christmas lights. I don't know if some of you are slipping on a latke and falling on your lit menorah. I don't know what y'all are doing, but we need to talk about, we're going to talk about holiday injuries. You got to be careful. Also, I don't understand why there's gnomes on people's front yard. I love Christmas decorations. I drive around every Christmas looking at everyone's decorations going, look at this one. My kids fall asleep in the car, and I just make my husband drive us around looking at Christmas lights. But some of the figures have very pointy hats, like Santa Claus. Santa Claus's hat is not pointy. It's actually, it's actually more relaxed. It's a relaxed hat. It kind of bounces around, the Santa Claus hat. Yet some people, they really kind of mess up their whole Christmas decoration thing in their house, and it's kind of gnome and pointy. My recommendation is if you're going to be putting up holiday lights and you're going to fall, that gnome is very pointy, and it's pointy up. So just please be careful. Also, the reindeer. The reindeer are pretty sharp. The reindeer, what are those called? Horns? Reindeer horns? Yeah. Now, you know, you could maybe have, Rudolph and his face facing upward with the nose. The shiny nose probably couldn't do too much damage, and that's easy to extract if it falls into an orifice. But I'm really, really nervous about people falling. So my recommendation is do your lights first, and then or hire somebody, and maybe have some padding down there. Because honestly, people fall from their roof all the time. It's really, really dangerous stuff, so we need to talk about that. Also, a little bit more cancer news, some good advancements there. And then, of course, the medical news always rips on doctors or medical students. We have that to talk about. And then this is really, really cool, okay? A medication that tries to be the next female Viagra or tries to be a female Viagra, the placebo worked as good. So shares drop and people want to buy placebo, right? Y'all know what the placebo is. Placebo is the dummy pill. Let's just cover the story now. Okay, real quickly, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Taking your medical questions, your thoughts, your concerns, your gripes. Follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, on Facebook, and tell your local radio station to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show to your town. Very easy. Just call them or email them, and Genesis Communications Network will make it happen. We got Donovan and Kyle working the dials tonight. All right, on D squared double D. So, women were in clinical trials for this Libagel, or Libagel, which is supposed to increase sexual arousal. Viagra didn't work in women, because, of course, Viagra is supposed to increase blood flow in men that have that that mechanism to stop blood flow. So that's, we talked about how Viagra works. It's not going to work in women because they don't have a penis. So Viagra never really worked. Then there was a testosterone gel that didn't work, but there was this lipid gel that they came up with. And women had said they had an increase in 1.47 days of a sexually satisfying event, yet the placebo did just as good. So what do you do? Do you sell placebo? Honestly, I think somebody would make a slew of money packaging up a bottle that says placebo. I got to be honest. I can't tell you how many studies the placebo did just as well. Like those over-the-counter HCG medications that really don't have HCG hormone, they're equal to placebo. Package something up that says placebo. Just do it. Just do it. Or come up with a company that says placebo. I could swear your stocks are going to rise. People are going to run and get the bottle. Placebo. Yeah, I was even thinking about naming my kid Placebo. Everybody likes Placebo. Placebo works. Would Placebo be a girl name or a boy name? Placebo. Placebo, time for dinner. Placebo, get down here. I don't know. All right, guys, when we come back, we're on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 14th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,629.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,670.66, $835.33 for a half ounce, or $417.66 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,670.66, $835.33, and $417.66.
Gold isn't for you. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Quote, somebody once said, you guys would probably know who said it, Longfellow or something. I'm sorry. I'm immature. Every time I was in school and they brought up Longfellow, we were giggling in the back. I tell you, youth is wasted on the young. No, but the quote was, if you're going to die, die happy, you know, or you should die when you're happy. And I never understood that. I'm like, no, wait a second. If you're happy and your life is finally going good, you know, that's not when you want things to end. But, you know, everybody, whenever they hear that quote, like, oh, yeah, I agree. You got to die happy. And, you know, I was talking about earlier when the show started how, you know, one of my dreams was to have a show and, you know, Muppets singing, it's Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I mean, I wasn't Dr. Dahlia then. I didn't even pass the, you know, first grade. But, you know, the Dolly Show or whatever I thought I was going to be at the time. And, you know, you sometimes need to, you know, look at your life. I've been complaining a lot on the show, losing my hair, hemorrhoids, you know, body habitus, lack of being able to tan, you know, money issues, house being upside down, month to month, engineers at the radio station thinking I'm kooky, you know, even though they're really good guys, you know, my office staff, you know, thinking I suck, and I've been complaining, but maybe I really should just, you know, stop and really, you know, appreciate what I have. I think I'm one of the luckiest women out there. You know, I'm alive. I all my little health problems are, you know, so far in good shape.
You know, haven't needed a shot of penicillin in a while. And knock on wood, you know, married, and I'm married to a wonderful man. You know, have a couple kids, have a great job. You know, have a microphone in front of me. You know, and I'm reading the study here that came out today. Only 51% of U.S. adults are married today, as opposed to 72% 50 years ago. You know, people don't want to be married. I think part of the reason why I'm happy is I am married. You know, I got a husband to come home to. I got a husband to nag. I got a husband to blame my day on. You know, I got a husband whose mother I could rag on anytime I want to, you know, make mother-in-law jokes. I'm blessed. I feel blessed. Why would people choose not to get married? And I know some of you thinking, well, Dr. Dahlia, it's probably the divorce rate. No. The divorce rate hasn't changed. They said in the last few decades, divorce rate hasn't changed. Less people want to get married. Right? More people are cohabitating, or once they get divorced, they're like, never again, I'm just going to stay single. A lot of people are having babies out of wedlock. Like, look at this, Britney Spears, I don't know if she was married when she was, no, she was married for like, what, 15 minutes? So, you know, she had children out of wedlock, her sister got pregnant out of wedlock, I think there's rumors Jennifer Aniston's pregnant. I don't know about those. I don't know if she's pregnant or not. Natalie Portman. I mean, I think more and more people are choosing to have kids out of wedlock. I guess the idea of marriage is very stifling for people. I don't get that. You know, I wanted to get married because I got dumped. I think by every guy I ever. Yeah, I had to have gotten dumped by every guy. Otherwise, I would be with those guys. And I got dumped all the time. So here comes my husband. And I'm like, oh, man, I am going to legally bind your butt. I am going to make you so legally bound, you can't dump me. And I'm sure the idea has crossed his mind. I mean, I'm sure, you know, he's like, oh, my gosh, you know, I could be with someone who doesn't fart. But, no, he's you know, stayed with me. And is it because we're married or is it because he loves me? He says it's because he loves me. You know, I mean, yeah, that's a good answer. But if he wasn't married to me, I don't know if he would have stayed. I mean, I'm not the easiest person to live with. Women in general, I don't think are very easy to live with. You know, men, I think men are easier to live with than women. Now, I've never lived with a woman. I mean, I had roommates, so I wouldn't know what it's like to be in a relationship with a woman. But I know what it's like to be with a man, and I think it's kind of cakewalk. It's really easy. You know, husbands are actually really, really easy. You have to, though, and for any of you women listening, you have to know that sometimes they do have their ups and downs. You know how women have PMS? Men have something similar. But it's very predictable triggers. So it's very, very easy. And I'm not saying this to put men down. I think men get a worse rap than they do. I know what makes my husband mad. You know, he's hungry and there's no food. Or I don't add spices to the food. Or, you know, the cats took a crap in the closet, you know, and little things like that tick him off. And other than that, he's pretty easy. You know, let him play his World of Warcraft. You know, don't talk about his mother on air. I got it. I could do that. Women, tough. Women, he has a much difficult time with me. Much more difficult time with me. I mean, I could, you know, 29 days of the month not give a damn about the toilet seat or about, you know, there being food in the bottom of the sink. You see, what he does is he takes the kids to school. So he throws their cereal and milk in the bottom of the sink. And then it doesn't get cleaned up for a day or two. So I get very nauseated by that kind of stuff. And so I'm good 29 days of the year. But the last day of the year, when there's milk curdle, I go crazy. I start to scream. I start to, you know. And so if he doesn't know when my period comes, he's in trouble. And I know some of you women are like, Dr. Dahlia, you're making us women look, you know, bad. You're stereotyping. But that's just me. When my serotonin is down, get the hell out of the way. Get out of the way. I mean, we got Donovan working the dials. Donovan knows. You know, I am good. 29 shows of the month. One show, woo. So, you know, it's, unfortunately, even people not married to women get involved in their cycle. But also, women fight differently than men, okay? When I get mad about something, all right, I don't let my husband know until I have all my weapons ready, you know, my verbal weapons, okay? So he's sitting there watching TV, not even knowing I'm mad about something, okay? Because, see, I like to prepare. I like to prepare my argument, have my opening statement, and have my closing arguments. Okay? And whatever he says in between, I have rebuttals. Okay? And sometimes I even debrief him. So anyway, I get prepared. And, you know, it's been working up for a month. Because remember, I don't get mad about it. All of a sudden, day 29, I'm like, oh, man, you did this 14 years ago. You did this. Okay, so then he's just sitting there, right? And I ambush him while he's trying to watch TV. He's watching, I don't know, there's this military station now. We always watch these military shows. So I'm like, boop, 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 boop. You know, I'm like, you did this. And then one of the worst things he could do when I fight with him is not respond, right? What is the opposite of love? It's not hate. It's apathy, okay? So when he looks at me like, why is that a big deal? I get enraged. Now, you would think after, I don't know how many, 14, 15 years of marriage, right, he would know, oh, my gosh, honey, that worries you. Oh, but no, but he doesn't do that. He doesn't do that. So now I am, like, throwing a fit. You know, my boys are coming downstairs going, what's going on? And then my husband's like, run for your life. And my boys are tripping on each other trying to get the hell out of the house. You know, and then finally I finish. But remember, I have to finish with, I have to have the last word. Now, my husband's learning that I'm not going to feel better if I don't have the last word. Even if the last word is a preposition or I dangle a participle, as long as I get that last word in and the, I have my release, I said my point, and I'm done. I don't know how he puts up with it. Now, I'm not saying I'm like all women. You know, I'm sure other women fight differently, but that's how I am. And I think it's really difficult. So, you know, here we look at, you know, only 51% of U.S. adults are choosing marriage, and the other half is saying, no, I will respectfully decline. But, you know, what is this teaching our kids? Now, like I said, I think marriage is very important because, you know, I need someone to stick with me. Okay, I need to know that, you know, they can't just walk out the door. They have to walk out the door, and then they also have to file some sort of paperwork, and they also have to have an attorney witness, and then I think you got to get something notarized. My husband hates that. Okay, I know he'll never leave me because any sort of legal paperwork has to be notarized, and he cannot stand finding a notary, right? And if the bank is too busy and he's got to pay somebody, he doesn't do that. Same thing with me. I am too busy to get something notarized. So we'll never get divorced. I think I'm good. But for a lot of you out there that are single and want to be married, how do you make marriage attractive to your partner? You know, I get emails, and I should look up some of these. I haven't talked about them on air because we haven't had that topic, and I want to find an old email where they say, you know, look, I've been with my boyfriend for 5 years. I don't think he wants marriage. What do I do? Well, I mean, if you want marriage and he doesn't, leave him. But, you know, should we start to rethink cohabitation? Should we? Should we take the easy way out? No, I don't think so. Marriage was designed for a reason. I don't know if Adam married Eve, but I'm assuming they weren't married when the serpent got into play. I just think marriage is crucial. I think it increases health. It increases, moods. It just increases well-being, and it increases longevity in the relationship. Now, true, Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn are an exception to the rule. They look like they love each other. They do good. They have some sort of hippie-style relationship, and it works for them. Good for them. But for the rest of us, no. Make them commit. You know, if he doesn't want to commit, there's something wrong with that. All right, guys, when we come back, we're on the Dr. Dahlia Show, if you're not mad at me. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Emails at drdahlia.com. Of course, please follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. So this is really, really cool. All right, they say statins, the statin medication, like your atorvastatin, simvastatin, basically, you know, your Crestor, Pravacol, Lipitor, etc., may reduce flu death risk by 50%. Okay, now I know some of you, wait a second, cholesterol, heart, flu, what are they talking about? Well, there was a study where they looked at 3,000 patients who were hospitalized during 2007 and 2008 flu season in 10 states. 33% of the patients were given cholesterol medication, while the rest were given other antiviral medications. They say the patients who weren't treated with the cholesterol medication, the statins, were twice as likely to die. Now, see, I thought this study was, okay, they just looked at people and those who died, you know, in the hospital weren't on cholesterol medicine. I mean, if they actively did this, whew, that's some crazy study. I mean, who would have thought? Now, they don't know how long patients should be on cholesterol medicine to see the effect and the protection of flu. They don't know why. They don't know what could be in the cholesterol medication, the statin, to cause this. These HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors, you know, that help prevent the synthesis of cholesterol in the body and the metabolism of it. Why would that affect flu death and flu survival? They don't know. Now, they're not ready to say, let's just give everybody who has the flu cholesterol medicine. They're not ready for that. I mean, one theory I'm thinking is, you know, a lot of people that are taking cholesterol medication, you know, they have to go to the doctor to get their blood work. They have to go to their doctor to get their prescription refills. So maybe they are a little bit more health conscious. Many people taking cholesterol medication are told to watch their diet, eat healthier. So maybe there's a chance that this could have been a healthier group of people already. We don't know. You know, a lot of us, when we get the flu, that's the first time we ever see the doctor. We get the flu, we take a medicine, and that's it. And then we go back to our old ways. So I don't know. But this isn't the first time I heard that cholesterol medication had other effects. I think there was a study saying it may reduce colon cancer. Now, why is that? Again, is it the diet? Is it the lack of circulating cholesterol in the body? Maybe people with high cholesterol are more sickly people. I don't know. But it's still really, really cool, and we will keep an eye on that. See, I love those kinds of studies. Those kinds of studies are great. That whole lipid gel and placebo and sex drive, that's a tough one. I wish they made advancements. This is the one thing that I think is going to really stump researchers, sex drive in women. We've talked about why sex drive drops in women. My theory is the whole Darwinian theory. You know, most women, their sex drive drops in their mid-30s after they've had a few kids. Why? Well, because in the animal kingdom, there's a certain age with each species where after they have offspring, after a certain age, their offspring could have more defects. So with humans, it's usually mid-30s. Remember, women were designed to get pregnant when they were 13, 14. You know, back in caveman days, biblical days. So, you know, a woman in her 30s, if that's when she's starting to have a family, okay, yes, you know, maybe, you know, she could get pregnant. But many women at that age, their sex drive drops because nature doesn't want them wanting sex, getting pregnant, and then having offspring that won't be selectively fit. Whereas the male species, most male species, they can procreate as long as they want to. Even though there have been studies that sometimes the sperm could come out a little defected, we have found older fathers with a link to autism. You know, we find that with older mothers, but also we've found older fathers could give birth to autistic children as well. For the most part, male species in the animal kingdom, they could procreate all, you know, which is why the male sex drive still usually stays nice and strong. So how do you get a female sex drive going? Now, keep in mind, too, a female sex drive is very psychological. You know, males, they have a lot of sensory points. I don't have to draw it out for you, but you all know. Whereas a female, there's only one part of the genitalia that allows stimulation. And it's not the orifice that we're talking about, okay? All right, it rhymes with Dolores, just like Seinfeld, okay? And that's a very, very important part of the female sexual cycle. And if that starts to lose its sensitivity, it's really, really hard to kind of beef things up. You know, with women, we'll try to increase their testosterone. We'll tell them to use a marital aid. We'll tell them maybe to watch, you know, some videos or something to get their mind into it. But they still have not found an aphrodisiac. Yes, they talk about oysters. They talk about asparagus. I think even sardines, really. Really, if I was the man, I mean, any of you gentlemen, a woman eating sardines, that'll turn you off. It doesn't even matter if she's turned on. But, you know, they're still working on it. They're still trying to figure out what makes a woman tick. Still can't figure it out after all these centuries and how to increase the sex drive. But unfortunately, probably one of the biggest complaints I get from women coming in is, you know, they're done with sex. But many women aren't upset about it. They're like, all right, no big deal. I go to sleep. And then I go to sleep. No big deal. In the morning I sleep. Yet, you know, the poor husbands, the poor men, you know, they're like, I don't want my life over as, you know, being 37 years old. So I really feel for the guys. I really feel for you because, you know, we talked about marriage earlier in the show and, you know, how it's good for us women because we could lock you men in. But it's difficult for you men. It's very difficult. I mean, in biblical days, you could have 100 wives, okay? And the wives could get younger and younger as you go. So most likely you'll have a 20-year-old that still has a good sex drive if your 36-year-old wife doesn't want to have sex with you anymore. Well, now you know, you can't do that. You only have one wife. This is the wife you have to be with in sickness and in health, the death you part. And then her sex drive drops in the 30s, and you still have another 50 years to go. It's difficult. It's really difficult. I really feel bad for the guys. I really do. So, we talk about HIV advancements and cancer advancements and Alzheimer advancements and how I really want these researchers to go strong and, you know, whatever we could do in terms of donations and assisting them and not letting Obamacare, oppress the pharmaceutical companies so they could still, you know, come up with drugs and therapies and treatments. I'm for, but also in the whole sexual dysfunction category, extremely important. Just because sexual dysfunction drugs don't save lives, it's still important for marriages and intimacy and well-being. I think sex is extremely important, and it kills me to see couples not able to have it. So, hopefully they'll move forward. But I got to tell you, if, you know, women's sex drive went up with this whole placebo thing, I mean, then fine, bottle placebo, do something. Sell the placebo. I don't care. Sell the placebo for $20 a bottle. If the woman says it works, she's going to buy it. Okay. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. Now, another study came out. I don't know if I really like this one, saying most people don't know about their health insurance plan. They don't know. They don't know what a deductible is. Most people don't know what a premium is. They don't know what a coinsurance is. They don't know what the difference is. I mean, it kind of makes people look stupid. You know, they were saying most adults don't realize that with Obamacare, adult children are able to stay on their parents' health insurance. Only about 45% survey knew that. 42% believe that people with pre-existing medical conditions can no longer be declined, but only 42%. The other 58% had no idea. Some people thought this legislation goes into effect now. Right. They don't realize, you know, and so I guess what they're trying to say is that the media is confusing people. I don't think the media is confusing people. I think a bunch of factors. Number one, I'm sorry, the Affordable Health Care Act was confusing. OK, there's not one person who could say they read that sucker and understood it, even an attorney. I'm sure even attorneys had to have other attorneys, because when you read it, it says, well, Section 10 of Section C-135, please refer to paragraph in Section 8 of the I mean, that's what you're reading. Okay, so unless you have all these sections to go back and forth to, no, you aren't understanding what the hell it's saying. So, number one, the Affordable Health Care Act is confusing. Okay, number two, yes, the media does slant it, both sides. I'm seeing it slanted all the time. All right, they're saying, well, in 2014 this kicks in, but in 2012 this kicks in. Yes, it's very confusing, extremely confusing. It was so confusing that employers stopped hiring people right away. Right? Because they knew somehow in this conglomerate bill, 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now, they're getting taxed and fined. So they said, to hell with this, I'm just going to start cutting quarters now. Yes, I think we've had some major issues with people being confused. Now, I see people confused because they get mad at me when their insurance says they owe. Okay, and of course, I'm the bad guy. So, yeah, I'm going to tell you how to kind of figure this stuff out. So you're a little better equipped and you aren't overpaying. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass." so that when they do come to pass, you might believe. After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas sun dehydrating and preparedness kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. So we're talking about how, this study came out saying, you know, most people surveyed don't know what's on their plan, don't really know what the different parts do. And, you know, we've talked about that. You know, you pay your premium, and then all of a sudden you get hit with a doctor bill because you had a deductible or you had a co-insurance or you had a copay. And it drives you crazy, and I don't blame you, all right? But I think the average American is a lot smarter than this one article says. So I have a problem with the article, but I also have a problem with many insurance companies and the details of your plan being very elusive. You know, now, most plans, either from your human resources department or from the insurance company themselves, should come with a booklet that has, at least on the first page or two, your premiums, your benefits delineated in bold and fairly simple. Unfortunately, many of us, we don't get that booklet, or we don't get that information. And so we're told, oh, yes, 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 labs are covered. So you go to your doctor runs a PSA, a thyroid test, a comp panel, cholesterol panel, hepatitis, vitamin D, blood, check for blood in the stool, white count, everything, right? Blood count, glycohemoglobin, check for diabetes, etc., thyroid. So they run a slew of tests, and then you get a bill for $400 or $500. Oh, well, you know, no, it's not covered. Routine's not covered, right? Well, it wasn't routine. The doctor put a code. Yeah, but that code wasn't good enough. It wasn't covered. You need to know what's covered, because, unfortunately, you'll try to argue with the doctor, and the doctor can't do anything with the lab bill. All right. I mean, I've tried to argue with the labs. They said, you know what? The patient wanted the labs drawn. Patient saw his blood getting drawn. You know, services rendered, they have to pay us. And people get stuck with bills. They get stuck with bills. Now, I'm noticing some insurances are now offering physical at 100% coverage. However, be careful. Your premiums may be higher. You may be paying an extra $50 a month to have that physical that's covered. And $50 a month times 12 months is $600, okay? Your physical may be less than that $600. So, you know, or $100 a month or $200 a month. So watch, you know, watch what you're paying for. Also, be in touch with your doctor. Now, your doctor will not know what the labs cost. And your doctor won't know what, you know, an MRI costs or something that's not within their building. But they do know what their services cost. And so if you show your doctor, I've had patients do this all the time, say, look, I have this co-insurance, this copay, and this. Well, if your doctor knows you come in four times a year, it's pretty easy to figure that out and do the math. But do that during one of your visits. Bring, if you're having trouble navigating through a lot of the mumbo jumbo that these insurance companies have, then sit down with your doctor and figure it out. If the doctor's like, wait a second, but when, you know, we do your physical, we have to check your heart. And then a lot of times you need a stress test or this. And if they aren't going to cover this code and they're going to cover this code, yes, you may be paying more. So maybe go ahead and take the more comprehensive plan. You won't be able to figure this out sometimes by yourself. I know with my insurance, I had no idea it didn't cover pregnancy until, of course, I was pregnant. And I was like, oh, whoa. And then I had to scramble for an insurance company that covered pregnancy. You know, but if you're confused, then your human resources person or whoever's your liaison to the health insurance company needs to sit down and talk to you. You're purchasing a product. When you buy a car, you sit down with the salesman and you go through every fine detail. Well, can I put in a DVD player? You know, where's the cup holder? What if I want leather? I mean, you go through all the details. You need to do the same thing with your health insurance. And, you know, it's wise, because these little things do sneak in. You know, many times I get paid $5.72. That's it, from the insurance company. That's it. And the rest of the balance has to be covered by the patient, either $30 copay, $25 copay, et cetera. You know, and then if there's a urine done or a pregnancy test done or a strep test done or an x-ray done, there's these co-insurances. Most of my patients don't realize that. So they get mad at me. I'm like, look, it's not my fault. I only got paid $5. Your insurance company should have told you would have had extra. I don't know that. Some people say the doctor should. Some people say the insurance company should. The insurance company says, and the doctor says the patient should. So this happens all the time. I was caught in the same thing. I had a colonoscopy. Colonoscopy was covered, but the anesthesia wasn't. I had a $350 bill for my anesthesia for the colonoscopy. I'm like, are you kidding me? And I was, I guess, too tired or still under or bloated to fight it. And I'm still kicking myself because that was a big bill. So, again, if you are confused, you have every right to deconfuse the situation and find out what exactly your benefits are so you can plan. And if it looks like they're not going to cover cholesterol and thyroid, et cetera, you know, then you know that ahead of time before you order labs. But I would say probably labs are one of the biggest costs patients incur, because they go to their doctor, they go, I want, you know, my routine physical and the routine labs. And most 40 years old, we get cholesterol, sugar, thyroid, PSA, et cetera, vitamin D now, blood count, comprehensive, that stuff adds up. And I see what the labs charge. They charge a lot. Really, $70 for a thyroid test? Really? $70? But you know what? They come up with those prices. Doctors come up with their prices. And you know why? Because, you know, the insurance undercuts them. So people that don't have insurance make up for the crappy pay insurance companies get. You know, doctors and insurance companies and radio, they can't live on just what insurance gives. They have to hopefully have some patients that do pay cash, even at a cash discount, or some of these insurance companies that pay more than what Medicare and most companies do. If not, you can't live like that. My getting $5.72, no, I can't keep the doors open. I have to hope to God my patient pays their copay, or I have to hope that there's some other insurance that doesn't pay me the $5. Otherwise, we can't keep our doors open. It's ridiculous what insurance does, which is also why the system is completely screwed up. We have a system of everybody having inflated prices such that if a person without insurance pays, it keeps their head above water. It's ridiculous. The people getting penalized are the ones that don't have the money and don't have insurance. It's a horrible, horrible system, completely ridiculous. But listen, you don't need to be caught up in it, okay? And that's another thing. Many of you people out there that don't have insurance, or you have the type of insurance plan that's only major medical, ask for a discount. You're allowed. I mean, most companies that I know give cash rates. There's labs that give cash rates. There's doctors. There's radiology companies. Now, keep in mind that they're going to want the money up front. Okay, if let's say you're getting a CAT scan, and they said, you know what, we'll do it for $500, but you have to pay us $500 up front or $250 up front. You know, be prepared for that, but ask. I can't tell you how many people they don't ask. They get a $600 lab bill, and then they try to ask for the discount, and a lot of times they don't get it. Okay, ask. Why not? It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. I told you how one of my family members was having money problems, and he had to pay the power bill, he had to pay the water bill, he had to pay the garbage collector, And he told me, look, in all honesty, I'm going to pay the doctor last. I'm like, what are you talking about? Why would you do that? He said, if at all. I'm like, what are you talking about? Why would you do that? Your doctor's going to probably discharge you. You know, you don't want to make your doctor mad. He's like, yeah, but the doctor usually, you know, cuts back on their fee and usually, you know, negotiates with you. And it's true. Doctors are pretty cool like that. I don't think doctors have to. You know, your grocery store doesn't negotiate. Your mechanic doesn't negotiate. Your lawyer doesn't negotiate. You pay what your lawyer wants. But, yeah, doctors were expected to cut their fees. Why? Well, because we cut our fees all the time. Insurance companies make us cut our fees. I'm taking $5.72 from an insurance company. I'm an idiot. I'm a complete idiot. They say doctors are the worst business people. Most of the doctors I know have business savvy, but I see why. Am I being a smart business person allowing an insurance company to give me $5.72? One insurance company pays me $2.42, and then the patient's copay is $30. They say your office visit is only worth $32.42. That's it. Somebody is telling me what I'm allowed to charge. And they're blaming the doctors for the high cost of health care. They're blaming us. We're being mandated what to charge and what we get paid. I have no choice. No choice, unless, of course, it's a cash patient, which, of course, we end up giving cash discounts, et cetera. But it's no wonder people think we're stupid. It's ridiculous. And unfortunately, people are right. If they really have money problems, they'll negotiate with the doctor, they'll negotiate with the hospital, come up with a payment plan. And thank God there's people with good hearts out there. But don't blame us doctors for the way the health system is and for how costly it is in terms of what we're charging. Trust me, that's not it. Ordering tests is a whole other story. All right, guys, great show. Stay on board because I want to talk about some cancer vaccines and new cancer advancements. If this is your stuff, have a great rest of the way home. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.